This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
KC2NVM, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I thought maybe I was going to be in here all by myself. I listened for a second to make sure no one else was already chatting and didn't hear anything. Good morning.
Good morning, Lancaster.
And Alden. Considering I'm not there yet. And got a few minutes to go to cross the border. I'm running a little bit behind today. Made a quick stop at the gas station, and then I just saw Jay Wojciechowski coming around the corner at the last light there. He's heading the wrong direction. I guess he's still got time if he needs to make another stop, but maybe he's on PTO today. Yeah, so how was your evening?
Mine was good. I went to the Lancaster Amateur Radio Club. I ended up throwing, Dragon on the college freebie. And it seems to work okay, but I haven't had a chance to play with it other than, hey, look, it's on there.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's the only operating system on there then, I assume, correct?
Yeah, I did a full clean install, wipe away all the college HUI. Just looking at the machine and it says, hey, you're being monitored, careful what you do. And I just wanted to wipe it completely. And so now I do have a USB thumb drive, loadable Dragon, for the next machine.
You're still going to be watched, KC2PET.
Hey, Ross is watching in the wings there.
So I'm there and I have my new computer, my other Lenovo. This other guy just puts up a brand new box, all-in-one HP computer that he bought on the way to the radio club, and he's unboxing it and setting it up. He had to program a radio, so he bought a machine just so he could program a radio. And then there's a guy named Joe Fox, who's the IT guy that helped me the other week. And then he sees me, and I'm like, I bring the laptop, the other laptop, and then the desktop, and he's like, I think I've created a monster.
So, Jeff, do you have a dongle for a SDR to run on the Dragon OS?
Yes, I have both an RTL SDR and a HackRF. The HackRF is that rectangular box I got at the HamFest. That is also an SDR when you put it in HackRF mode. And it'll receive everything.
Well, it sounds like you're all set then. Too bad you didn't have that up and running for the day that balloon went up. See if you could monitor that or get some images off of that. I don't know if Travis told you, we tried to, he had some app on his phone and we were picking it up, but it was so faint and so, you know, obviously it was over 100 miles away. But it was so faint and you couldn't really do much with it. Wasn't a full quiet signal, obviously. But me and Travis were both shocked that you could still pick it up from work.
Yeah, I had the HackRF with me, and it even with the yardstick antenna, I wasn't able to do much with it either.
They did have some images posted online on somebody's Facebook page. They just did a search for the call sign, and somebody posted, I think there were four images. One was semi-okay, and the others were like, okay, yeah, there's a picture coming in, but it's hard to tell what this is. But they were pictures of the, at least they looked like pictures of the horizon. So that was pretty cool.
They should have got some ground shots that have a downpointing camera. That probably would have been better than, I know they like two horizon shots, but doesn't get to see, I don't think you see much of it.
Well, it gives you a good feel of elevation, your altitude, I should say. It was pretty neat. I'll keep checking back to see if they post more pictures somewhere. It'd be nice to see like a a final report of their project. And maybe we'll give a second for Brad to pop in, see if what seemed like technical issues the other day, whether or not they've been resolved. This is K2PCB.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. You're sounding really good this morning, and so is Ross and Jeff, just like normal.
Yeah, we were certainly worried. It was almost like somebody was down for the count, and we weren't sure what was causing it. Logically, it didn't make sense.
No, it didn't. I don't know what was going on. Everything looks good on my end. It's just one of those gremlins that's in the system.
So I know you were listening along that day they had the balloon launch. Were you hearing any kind of, and again, I don't know if you had your smoke wide open. I think the signal was so weak that you would have had to have it wide open in order to hear anything. But it was this, this like cyclic digital pattern. And whenever I hear it, I know, okay, that's slow scan. And we were listening and not hearing anything. And then I'm like, okay, we're not going to get it. So I start walking back to my truck, and Ross sends me a text saying, hey, it's coming in. So I went back to his truck, and we were able to hear it, but not well enough to decode it. And not even like a portion of an image. It just was way too weak. But the fact that we could hear it, that was so cool.
Yeah, I was pretty shocked, too, that I could hear it from my truck. Like I said, definitely wasn't anything you could decode with, but, yeah, the fact that I was making the trip from, Bennington, made all the way over there, Brad, and me trying to track it, and actually it circled around and started coming back the way it came, which was different, because obviously it's a different altitude, so it's, different air currents.
Yeah, I did set up the computer and then I kind of left it alone, so I wasn't sitting here listening to it, so I can't tell you if I heard anything. When I did check, my squelch is at 1, so I might have missed it if it was that low of a signal. But I'm also not sure that I had the software turned on properly. I've got to go through the help menu, maybe some more videos, and make sure that I'm using this software correctly. I wish there was a way I could find someone that could send me some slow scan TV images so I could, try different things to see what's going on. But we'll get it for next time.
I volunteer to send you something. I believe the HackRF has a transmit function to where I could send a slow scan TV of an image that's already on there.
Did you hear that offer, Brad?
I heard something from Jeff, and then it went silent, but I didn't hear any static or anything like that, so I didn't hear it again if Jeff could repeat.
I have the HackRF, which has a slow scan transmit function, so I could send you something. There's an image on there.
Brad, Jeff was saying that you must be able to hear him. Jeff has a option on his HackRF. He could send you an image. If you guys meet up on some frequency some night, and Jeff can send you an image of, you've got some image on his computer they can send.
And it is work safe.
Still in there, Brad? KC2GDQ?
KC2PET, yeah, I'm still here. I am losing some audio for some reason, but not necessarily the signal, but the RF, but I'm definitely losing audio for some reason. Yeah, I'll have to get with Jeff Tuesday night and talk to him and see how we can get that picture.
All right, Travis, pick it up. I have to actually go in with you guys today. I got to leave another early 10 minutes today. I'm going to be jumping in with you guys.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, so, yeah, if you guys made plans to do some slow scan image sharing, that would be kind of cool. And I think, Brad, you said you had ordered that USB audio dongle. I don't recall if you said that had the ability to do a radio control that's specifically for the Bofang. And then if so, that might have the ability to allow you to return an image back. If that's the case, that would be pretty neat.
Yeah, I'll have to look to see if I can transmit with that, the dongle that I've got. For some reason, I don't think, I think I could, but I'll double check on it. So yeah, that would be cool if we could share some pictures back and forth. Make that way I can make sure I've got my software set up properly.
You know, there was a link that Mark Foley sent to me a week or two ago. It was a interface, USB to the Bofang HD plug. His initial intent was for APRS, but I wonder if that would have the same capability. And I wonder if that's the device that you bought. So 6:42, maybe one more go-around, and it sounds like we're all heading in this morning.
And if Brad's still there and can hear me, I'm I have a dongle for Dragon OS Linux. I put it on a desktop last night at the radio club.
All right, this is KCPCB. I am stepping out. I'll talk to you guys next time. 7-3, KCPCB clear.
Okay, KC2PTM clear.
KC2NVM 73's clear.
This is KE2GDQ 73, you guys, clear, and have a great weekend.